Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 16. We know what real love is because Jesus gave up his life for us, so we also ought to give up our lives for our brothers and sisters. The most famous verse in the whole Bible is John chapter 3, verse 16. For this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. It's a wonderful verse, and it takes us to the heart of the good news. We need to read it, however, alongside today's verse, which is 1 John chapter 3 and verse 16, its natural twin, which reminds us that it's not only a case of God loving us and sending Jesus for our salvation, but about us in turn offering up our lives for our Christian brothers and sisters. I thank God for the amazing Christians that I've known over the years who've poured out their lives for others. I think of children's and youth workers, deacons and elders, ministers and carers who, because of their love for God, have gladly given everything to support other people. They've thought little of their personal safety or health, but have kept on loving in the face of disappointment, discouragement, and ill health. They've looked for no reward other than to know that they faithfully served their Lord. This practical love takes many forms, and in the next verse, John speaks of the obligation on those who have enough money to show compassion to Christian brothers and sisters who are in need. C.H. Dodd, the great biblical scholar, defined love as the willingness to surrender that which has value for our own life to enrich the life of another. Love is always costly. It involves giving to others something that we genuinely value, but which we gladly give in order to bring joy and blessing to others. It's a challenging way to live life, but it's God's way, and it's always the best. So let me ask you a question. As you serve God today, what is he calling you to give to others in need? Now let me pray with you. Loving Father, thank you for sending Jesus into the world to be our Saviour. Help us to be more ready to be loving and generous to others. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I hope you have a great day today. God bless you.